Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
When atheist Madeline Murray O'Hare was murdered in 1995, the comfortable 5-bedroom home she was living in fell to her associate, Orrin Tyson. He was the director of a nonprofit group sponsoring atheism. But when the taxes were unpaid and the authorities confiscated the house and set Tyson's belongings out on the street in cardboard boxes, he was indignant. In response, he made a sign from one of the cardboard boxes which defiantly read, quote, "Homeless atheist, non-veteran, will wait for a miracle," end quote. After reading that news note, I started thinking of the logical contradiction in the statement. Think of it, an atheist waiting for a miracle. Whoa. Now, possibly it's a matter of definition, but atheists, you know, don't believe in miracles unless they consider a miracle to be simply a kind of stroke of luck. Miracles involve the supernatural, the suspension of normal laws by a higher one. Atheists and miracles are contradictory. Someone once said there are two kinds of atheists, ordinary atheists and ornery atheists. I have no doubt that there are those who philosophically are atheists, but I am also convinced that most of the people who describe themselves as atheists are really lifestyle atheists. They live the kind of lives which are a lot more comfortable with no accountability, no recognition of moral and spiritual laws. Such was a young man I once encountered who described himself as an atheist. As we began to dialogue about creation and the laws of cause and effect, he finally admitted, "Well, I can't live the kind of a life I want to live and believe in a God." But refusing to recognize or acknowledge his existence doesn't make him go away any more than denying that the sun shines when there are few cloudy days. It's much like the logic of a manual for the operation of a small single aircraft. Under the section, "What to do if there is engine failure," the manual said, quote, "When you're within 400 feet of the ground, turn on your landing lights. If you don't like what you see, turn them off again." I suspect that turning off the lights is what a lot of lifestyle atheists are doing today. But ignoring God, living as though there is no accountability or no personal responsibility to others whom we may hurt, neither eliminates his presence nor avoids ultimate accountability. I suspect that many who describe themselves as atheists will do an about-face when they are confronted with the grim realities of living in a broken world. I know one who did just that. You see, he was co-pilot with a friend of mine when their commercial jet hit rough weather, and suddenly the plane dropped several thousand feet. On the way down, Don Jacob, the pilot, heard the co-pilot, the one who claimed to be an atheist, cry out, "God, help us!" Don said nothing. But when the plane stabilized, he said, "Hey, I heard you ask God for his help up there. I thought you were an atheist." Somewhat chagrined, the co-pilot said, "Atheism is okay for good weather, but not when you're in a storm." Friend, if you really want to know more about God, read the original source book, the Bible, starting with the Gospel of John. C.S. Lewis's book, Mere Christianity, and Josh McDowell's book, What the Bible is All About, can give you further insights. Long ago, God gave a promise. He said, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart."
You've just heard Dr. Harold Saleh with Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living. If you would like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our e-commentary, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. That's info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.